Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hi guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You might have seen me on social media, but if you haven't seen me on social media, don't worry. There's loads of time to get to know me on this podcast. I spill all of my secrets. I tell you all of my traumas. I cry regularly. I laugh regularly. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Every week, guys, I pick a topic. I talk about it. I try to stick to the topic. A lot of the time, I don't. And I answer your dilemmas. If you're a new listener, welcome and strap yourself in. Come along with me for the ride. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you for listening every week. On this week's episode of Unscripted, we talked about the Ayanappa adventures with Party Hard that took over everybody's For You page this week and went viral. So thank you very much for that. We had one of the most disgusting trauma dumps that I've ever heard in my whole fucking life that actually enraged me and made me furious, and I'm still furious. And we did our usual dilemmas. Hi guys, and welcome back to episode 37 of Unscripted. Guys, my brain is not with it today. Like, I am still tired from Ayanappa. I only got home, well, kind of like, I'm not even going to say 2 days ago, like 1.5 days ago. So you're going to have to bear with me. I'm dopey, like I'm just away with fairies. But to start off the episode, we have some feedback. And it says, hey, just wanted to say I'm in work listening to this week's podcast episode and it's getting me through my day. I look forward to each episode every week and still can't wait for the one where you have to try tuna. Sorry to have to bring that up. Guys, honest to God, at this point, I actually really regret the whole tuna thing. I never thought, like, 100 episodes seems so far away when you're on like episode 5, you know? But now we're on episode 37, which is almost halfway. We'll say, like, what is it? Like one third of the way? Over, yeah. One third of the way. Which is just crazy. But yeah, I'm going to die trying to eat tuna, honestly. Like, do you know, I keep seeing Charlene doing her, do you see them? Mm-hmm. Her tuna fucking things. And then I seen Ellie the other day doing a tuna salad?
Tuna cucumber salad, yeah.
Tuna cucumber salad. And I gag every single time. Like, love Charlene, love Ellie, but cannot cope. Cannot cope with the fucking tuna and cucumber salads. Absolutely not. And it's becoming a trend now on the For You page. So everywhere I turn, there's tuna. Anyways, guys, this week's episode is going to be just a bit of a recap and a rundown of Ayanappa. I feel like so much happened that I'm like, how am I even going to remember? So much, but so little. Now, the first thing that I'm going to say, because I know people are going to be like, tell us the tea. There was drama on the trip. There was a lot of drama, like a lot. None of it involved the Irish. See us Irish? Never. Could never be us. But there was a lot of drama. I'm not going to say what it was because A, it's like Chinese whispers. I don't know the true story of what happened. You know, I heard it from someone who heard it from someone else, who heard it from someone else kind of thing. And B, I don't really want to say in case anyone fights me on the next trip, because I'm probably going to have to go on a trip with maybe some of the people involved at some point. But yeah, it didn't involve any of us. It did not involve any of the Irish guys. I can't even put into words. It was honestly one of the funniest weeks of my life. Like, genuinely one of, I think I have abs now just from laughing. And on top of that, I think we need to bill Made by Mitchell for the amount of promotion. Did you see that?
I have something to tell you.
What?
I bought a curve case.
Oh, yes. Yes. When did you get it? Did it come in the post yet?
It only arrived today. Yeah. Oh, so
have
I
you used it?
No, because I've been in here. So no, I haven't opened it yet. But you'll be raging with me. I bought it off Casey's link, not yours.
You rat bag. You absolute rat bag.
I'm only joking. Do you think I'd do that to you?
Yes.
I didn't. I have the proof. I ordered it off your link.
Good. Good, Lauren. Good girl. No, Kate, the amount of fucking grief Casey gave me over the curve case on that holiday. But I swear to God, it actually, like, Made by Mitchell actually duetted one of the videos. So clearly it was doing bits for the curve case promo. We need to bill him. We need to bill them for the amount of promo, free promo. Let me think now, guys. Sorry. It's literally been such a hectic week. And I think with the travel home, like, we were traveling for like 15 hours. Like 15 fucking hours. There's no direct flights, you know that, from Ireland to Ayanappa.
Yeah, I do know, because I'm going to, well, I'm not going to Ayanappa, but I'm going to Paphos.
Right.
At the end of June. And when we were looking, we did get direct flights, but they're like awkward times. Like you're getting in for like 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah, nah. On the way over, we flew with Ryanair to London, and then we flew with Wizz Air from London to Cyprus. And then on the way home, we got treated on the way home. The way home, we flew, I don't know, Sky Express to Greece. So Cyprus to Greece. And then Greece to Dublin, we flew with Aegean. Aegean, is that what it is?
Aegean.
Aegean.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking
about. We flew with them, but they're fucking brilliant. They're not like a low budget airline. Like they're actually a proper airline. And it was the most enjoyable flight of my life. Like I had internet. I didn't know what to be doing with myself. What do you do with yourself when you have? And it was like, you know the way normally airplane Wi-Fi is so bad, like you literally can't look at TikToks? No, this was like proper like high speed fucking broadband in the air. Like we're all flat out uploading TikToks. But honestly, lads, it was just the funniest week of my whole life. The group of us that went. So I actually, Dara and Owen didn't end up going. I think they had another commitment and Daniel didn't end up going. I told you that last week. But the people that went was me, Brandon, Shanice, Casey, Lauren, Niamh Gallagher, Dylan and Aiden. And oh my God, it was the funniest week of my life. The group of us got on so well. Like I can't even, obviously a lot of us knew each other. We all knew each other and we had all spoken because we had a group chat on Snapchat like for the holiday. And obviously I'm friends with like a few of them like. But I had never met Dylan and Aiden in real life. And oh my God, they're two of the sweetest. Like, honest to God, lads, I can't even tell you. You know the way you see people online, you think, oh, they're a mad yup bro. Like, they're actually not yup bros. Like, they're so nice. Really, really nice lads. And I had met Lauren Murta at an event a few years ago. But I felt like we all felt like we knew each other anyways. And it was just so much fun. It was actually, the room setup was brilliant because there was kind of a gap in the balcony. So we were all just traveling balcony to each other. Like, I don't think any of us at any point walked out of a room, knocked and went in. Like, we were just balconying across, like, arses to the glass balcony, squeezing across. It was so much fun. Now, I didn't really party hard, though. That's something I have to come clean about because I fear Casey kind of ratted me out in multiple TikToks. But I didn't really party hard. I fear I'm too old. Like, honestly, being on that trip made me realise that I am old as fuck. Because a few years ago, you put me in a beach club with a few drinks. Oh my God, I'd be paralytic coming out of it. I would be in bits. I'd be literally having to be, like, in Ibiza, I had to be stretchered out of the zoo project when I was 18. So that would be the state that I would have been in. But I'm just not able. Like, one drink. Do you know what I realised? Like, I really just don't like drinking. Like, I would have one or two drinks and it would actually send me west and I'd be like, oh. So by the end of the holiday, I was like, I'm just not going to drink because I have better fun when I'm not drinking. I feel like I shouldn't let party hard hear me say that because the whole point is to party hard, but I don't need alcohol to party hard. But yeah, I felt old, especially because I was the oldest out of the Irish, not out of them all. Okay, there was older people than me on the trip from the UK, but I was the oldest out of the Irish. Like, I think Dylan and Aiden are like 20. Casey's 24. Lauren, what age is Lauren? Like 24 as well, maybe? I'm not sure. Shanice is 26. Brandon is 22, turning 23 next week, actually, I think. So, yeah, I just felt old, like old as fuck. And I just couldn't keep up with them. Niamh Gallagher is fucking 19 or something. Is she 19 or 20? I don't know. I'm sure they'll all message me when they hear me say this. But yeah, I just felt old AF. But it was so fun. Guys, I really, really recommend, like, if you are going to like Magaluf or I think they do Magaluf, Zante, Tenerife. Where else? Magaluf, Zante, Tenerife, Albufeira. Albufeira is the new one. And I think, I don't know if I should be saying this on the podcast, but I think we all might be going to Albufeira soon. Like all the Irish, I think they're going to be doing an Albufeira takeover really soon. So Casey Campion will love that. I'm trying to think of like gossip from the trip that I can fill you in on. But honestly, it was so, we all just got on so well that there was literally no gossip. Apart from one night, right? So one night, Casey and Lauren were on the balcony screaming on top of their lungs at like 5:30 in the morning. And Shanice, I think Shanice texted them because they said something that they shouldn't have said. They were shouting across, right? There was these English lads and they were actually, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I actually don't care if I ever see them again. They were so annoying. Like, they kept fucking, like, Shanice and Lauren woke up one morning and there was barbecue sauce all over their balcony, like, smeared all over their balcony. Like, they literally took a barbecue sauce packet and fucked it at Shanice and Lauren's balcony. And it, as you can imagine, in a hot country, there's ants and all. Like, I feel like that is gross. And why are you doing that at your big age? But anyways, they fucked barbecue sauce over at Shanice and Lauren's balcony. So the next night, Casey and Lauren were up at like 5 a.m. out on the balcony. And they, the same fellas started shouting over at them. So Casey and Lauren said something. And then Shanice gave out to them. So that was the only, that's not even drama, like, you know what I mean? But that was the only thing. Oh, and that same night, Aiden went skinny dipping. I actually need to get Aiden and Dylan on the podcast. Aiden went skinny dipping, apparently. I was asleep for all of this. So Casey and Lauren were causing carnage on the balcony. Shanice was woken up from her slumber and had to text them, giving out to them, as she should. And then Aiden is skinny dipping in the pool at 6 o'clock in the morning. This is what I mean when I tell you that I am too old, guys. Like, I'm actually too old. I slept through this, all of this. Also, I got a few new tattoos. Went a bit rogue. I've got my boyfriend's name tattooed on me, drunk. I don't know how I'll feel about that. But you know what, Lauren, what do you think of this, right? If we ever break up, I can just add an A. Alexa.
Yeah.
And it can be an appreciation tattoo for AI. So AI will never kill me. AI will never take my job.
Is it as crooked as it looks in the picture? Show me.
I'll show you. Hold on.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Thanks, Lauren. No, this one is crooked. Wait, I have to show you this. This is so bad.
Oh, you're clad.
This is so bad, Lauren. Hold on.
It's not that bad. It actually looks better in person than it does in your video.
It's crooked though. It is.
It's not crooked. It's off center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of like vital on your back, isn't it? That's in the fucking
centre. HR are going to be straight onto me. Neva's here stripping in the studio.
Oh shit, do they have cameras?
No, no. Only this one, but it wasn't on you.
Oh yeah. Anyways, yeah, got a fucking cladder tattoo. Like, why am I getting an Irish language tattoo and a cladder tattoo in fucking Cyprus?
I like the gra one though.
That's yeah, I like nice. That yeah. Gra. Even though I think that's a bit crooked as well.
No, I don't think so. They always, like, even this one I have on my arm, they always look crooked.
Yeah, mine here.
The way you move your arm, like.
Mine here looks really fucking crooked, look.
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
Why did I get a tattoo there? Like, lads, why am I worried about any tattoo? I am covered in god-awful, atrocious tattoos that I got. Like, that rose tattoo, Alex calls that my biker tattoo. He slags it and calls it my biker tattoo because it's, like, it's quite manly, to be honest. Like, I even think it looks quite manly. And that was, like, just a complete and utter, like, idiot decision that I made drunk. Like, every tattoo I've gotten, actually, I've gotten drunk. Every single one. I don't think I've gotten a single one of my tattoos sober. Tattooed my engagement ring hand as well, might I add. So if you ever see me getting engaged, and Lauren, I'm going to have to take the pictures like this with my other hand and invert them. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the fuck am I putting up, like, big, like, that's awful looking. Like, why did I do that? Like,
you just have to get a ring big enough that covers it.
I might laser these off. They come off real easy, finger tattoos, because...
Because the skin, isn't
it? The skin is real thin and you wash your hands all the time. So, like, they're faded more than any of my other tattoos. But they're still, like, pretty fucking obvious. But yeah, anyway. Stupidly got my engagement ring finger tattooed and... whole fucking hand. And also got a big god-awful rose on my arm. Have a stupid one that's all crooked on my wrist for my nanny. And it's bleeding angel wings. Like, could you get any more tacky? Then what else do I have? A Turkish flag behind my ear, just to remind me that it of the horrific life that I had back then.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, a fucking Turkish flag.
If it says anything, I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I've had a laser session on that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I've had a laser session. But see, my justification in that is the Turkey flag is also the flag of Drogheda, where I'm from.
Oh, well, there you go.
So... and then what else do I have? I have one on my ankle that I'm not even going to get into because I can't on this podcast, just purely I cannot. What else do I have? I have other ones. Oh, I have a heart on my ribs that I got in Ibiza while I was fucked off my face as well. By off my face, I mean drunk, might I add. And now I have 3 more drunken tattoos. So There we go. Lads, and you know the worst part? Laser really fucking hurts. Like, laser hurts 20 times more than actually getting a tattoo. Getting a tattoo does not really hurt. Like, I don't care what anyone says. It doesn't really hurt. I sat through, like, hours getting this one done. It's fine. But the laser now, that's a whole different story. It literally burns your skin off and your whole arms bubble up and everything. But yeah, got a tattoo. Got multiple tattoos. And that same night, Dylan was going to get a tattoo, Dylan Flynn, and he ended up not getting it because your man couldn't do the stencil properly. And that was, he didn't tell us this till after. Like, he didn't tell me until after I'd gotten my tattoo that this man couldn't even do the fucking stencil for his tattoo. So Dylan, if you're listening, go fuck yourself. Let me think what else I can talk about from Ayanapa.
You conquered your fear of birds?
Oh my God. Oh my God, lads. You know the way they say influencers spend their money in the most stupid ways and they have too much money? Well, that's actually confirmed, because tell me why the fuck we actually spent our hard-earned money to get parrots put on us. Like, please. You could not make it up. And the I don't know, did you see Casey's video?
Yeah. And like, it's like, how many more birds does this man have?
Yeah, he had loads. They were all just sitting outside the shop. Now, I've been told since that apparently, like, the birds seemed happy and all, but apparently they clipped the birds' wings. They can't fly away.
No,
I didn't know this. If I knew this, I wouldn't have got the birds put on me. Like, you know, I'm not for that shit. Even if I'm scared of birds and I hate them and I think they should all go extinct. No, that's terrible. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, so apparently they clip the parrot's wings so they can't fly away. So I apologise for getting the parrots put on me, because I know people are going to say, you shouldn't have done that, they clipped the wings. But lads, it was very funny. Like, it was honestly one of the funniest parts of the holiday, because it was just ridiculous. Like, why are we paying to get birds put on us? And then the birds started, there was this fella, I don't even know his name, he was one of the English fellas, but the birds started pecking his head, like, and trying to eat his hair. Like, he had pure, like, long hair, like, you know, like real what you'd see on Jersey Shore. And the birds started pure pecking the hair. But yeah, I got 6 birds put on me. That wasn't that much. One of them got 12 birds put on them. I'm terrified of birds though. So it was horrific. I don't even know why I did it to myself. I think I just did it for the content. Also, I got 19.5 million views in a week. Okay, 90. So LA is calling me now. I just spat on the mic, guys. LA is calling me now. Lads, right, on the last night we decided to go to this fun fair and Party Hard gave us like tokens to use. Now, Dylan and Shanice went on the slingshot, right? You could not pay me. Would you get on a slingshot, Lauren?
No, not a chance.
Honest to God, you could not. If you put 10 million euro in front of me, I am not getting on a slingshot. Them things are death traps. Do you ever see the videos of them where they, do you know how they work? So it's basically a bungee cord that's like about to fucking break because it's tension. That's how it works. So that's why loads of them break all the time. It's a fucking death trap. I don't know why anyone gets in them, but anyway, Shanice will get on anything. That's one thing about Shanice. Literally anything. You could fire that girl in a fucking plastic ball 7,000 feet in the sky and she'd be like, that's great fun. Like, she is such a daredevil. I'm actually envious of her because she's not scared of anything. She'll literally get on anything. But the last night that we were at the fun fair, right, there was this one ride and I thought it was going to be like the ride in Funderland, you know, like the little frog one that bounces up and down in Funderland and it's so much fun. No, this thing was like that ride on steroids. Okay, me and Casey got on, Lauren and Brandon were in front of us. Okay, when I tell you, I have a big purple bruise on my arse. Like, I'm actually going to show Lauren, and I can't show the camera because it's bad, but I'm going to show Lauren so that you know I am not lying. I actually have the biggest purple bruise on my fucking ass cheek.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's from that ride.
That's like the size of your hand.
Yeah, that is from that ride, from bouncing me up and down, right? And then, right, it went on, I shit you not, for about 25 minutes. And I'm not even being dramatic. Ask Casey Campion. I swear to God, we thought we got through it, okay, because it stopped bouncing. And then it starts turning the other way and bouncing backwards. Guys, it was honestly horrific. Like, it was horrible and it traumatized me. I wouldn't go on anything else after that. Oh, I went on the wild mouse though. Do you like the wild mouse?
Yeah. I love going on that Funderland at Christmas.
Yeah, I like the wild mouse, even though I feel like I fear all those rides are death traps, especially the ones that are just built for a certain period of time. Do you ever see like the videos of them in America just tipping over and toppling over and all?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I always find it, you know, sometimes when you go on them and the people that are running them are just like youngfuls and you're like, do I really trust you with my safety here?
Yeah.
And they're just walking along like closing the like, what would you call it, the safety thing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, So I always have that moment of doubt before the ride starts.
Before,
like,
yeah.
Am I going to die here?
Oh, I feel like that on a fucking cable car. Never mind a ride. Like, you've all seen me on a cable car. Do you know what's so funny, though? Like, I was kind of half tempted. I was like, Niamh, you literally done dinner in the sky in Dubai. Like, why won't you get on the slingshot? Because dinner in the sky is like 100 feet in the sky for an hour. The slingshot is like probably about, what, 300 feet in the sky? Maybe not even. Maybe probably the same. I don't know how high up it goes. Let me see. Hey Siri, how high up in the sky does a slingshot ride go? Let's see. I'm actually interested. 360 feet. Nope. So, but that's only for like 1 second. Like only 1 second. So I was kind of thinking, should I just do it? I've gotten good at overcoming my fears. I literally put birds on me. I went on dinner in the sky. But no, I didn't end up doing it in the end. The fly home as well was, oh my God, lads. We were literally like, when I tell you, we were fucked, right? So we only got our fly home like half an hour before we left. And then we left. We went, it was literally like the longest travel home in my whole life. And there's nothing worse than traveling home from a holiday where you've had the most fun ever. Like you literally don't want to go home. It felt like we were in the fucking sky for about 20. It was 15 hours of solid travel, like because of the layovers and stuff. But yeah, that's, I actually, do you know what? I need to get, we'll have an episode with a couple of the lads in where we chat about the holiday and stuff. Oh my God, no, I need to tell you, right? So, we made this song. It was actually Casey. Lads, see the funniest human being on earth, right? That you'd never... People online, right, get such a wrong impression, I think, of Casey and take her seriously a lot of the time. She's actually one of the funniest people. Like, I swear to God, she made the holiday. Like, she actually made the holiday. She is so funny and she does not even realise it. She's hilarious, right? But we came up with this song. Casey had this obsession with Kenny on the holidays. Now, if you're from Dublin or anywhere, you know what Kenny is. Now, bear in mind, she's never touched anything like that in her whole fucking life. Like, Casey's dad is a guard. You know what I mean? She's never gone near anything like that in her life. But it became this running joke of the holiday where, I think, where did it come from? Do you know where it came from? It came from Alex's song. He's on the path. He's on the Kenny, the same, the Late Late Show. That's what it came from. And then it evolved into... Where's, what is it? Oh my God, I can't remember it. Where's the, 1 sec, let me get the video. We were singing this the whole holiday and it's in all the vlogs and I'd say people pure think like we're actual drug addicts or something. Like nobody was actually doing anything like that. It just for some reason became the anthem of the holiday. 1 sec, let me find it.
Where's the Mandy? Where's the Charlie? Where's the Kenny? Where's the Patsy? Where's the Ricky?
This, lads, this just became the song of the holiday, which is ridiculous because I wasn't even fucking drinking. And all, everyone left it in their vlogs. I'm like, lads, people are going to think we're actual crackheads. Like, we're singing songs. I don't even know how it became the song of the holiday, okay? But we were walking around the whole of Ayanapa singing this song constantly. It's still in my head now. It's been like fucking 2 days since I've heard anyone sing that song. And it's still in my head. It just, I don't know why. It was, do you know what? It was just the funniest fucking holiday, honestly. That's all I can say, guys. That's my rundown of my holiday. It was just so funny. And I really enjoyed it. And we will have some of the lads on for an episode soon to talk about it more. My brain isn't working today, lads. I can't even fucking remember what happened yesterday, never mind on the fucking holiday. But yeah, anyway. Right, lads, moving on. Sorry, I feel like that was very erratic and probably not a great rundown of the holiday. Maybe I'll do better the next time when I have the lads in. I'm just not with it today, guys, honestly. Am I ever with it? Every fucking week in this studio, I'm saying I'm not with it. Anyways, next up, we have our trauma dump, Lauren.
So this trauma dump comes in from a lovely listener who was in the airport at time of trauma dumping.
Okay.
So...
You're all more than welcome to laugh if you'd like to. I moved abroad for a bit. I worked in a hotel as an entertainer. It was an adults-only hotel, so loads of, you know, lads' holidays. It was very fun. One night, me and the girls decided to go out. We got talking to, like, this group of lads. It was, like, three lads. There was three girls. It was very fun. One thing led to another. I brought one of them to my room. And it was quite possibly the worst sex of my life. Like, it was comical. Genuinely, I lay there laughing. And then the biggest part of the story is like the next morning. So I was late for work. I jumped up out of bed. I told them, just get ready, leave whenever, and I'll see you around. Cool. I come home. My bathroom door is locked. And I was like, what is going on? I unlock it. And my, like, floor mat, you know, like my shower mat, is flipped upside down. And I was like, what in the world? I flip this mat around and find a log of shit on my floor. Blown shit on my floor. This man missed the fucking toilet. Not only that, it was all over my toilet. And the craziest part about all this is that the two toilet papers that I had in my bathroom were still unused. So I don't know who this man was. I don't know what fucking IBS shit he had going on. But he ended up moving hotels, so I didn't even get to fucking confront him about it. So yeah, I had a 30-year-old man shit on my floor after a one-night stand. So enjoy that.
Why would, number one, how did he lock the bathroom door? Obviously he locked from the outside. Number two, why would he not clean it up? Like, she was at work, she was gone all day. You had all day to clean that. Like that is vile. That is cretin behaviour. Like, honestly, that is complete fucking cretin behaviour. And I actually am flabbergasted. Like, whatever, you shit on the floor. Maybe you were still drunk when you woke up. Who am I to judge? What I will judge you for is fucking not cleaning it up. Like, you absolute disgusting, dirty fucking cretin. Like, honestly, there's no other words. That is vile. Like, that is fucking vile. Why are men like that? Like, do you remember in school when there always used to be a phantom shitter?
I was in an all-girls school.
So. Oh, right. Well, I was in a mixed school, and every single mixed school, there was a fucking phantom shitter in the lads' toilets that used to shit and smear it everywhere, or shit in the sinks, like doing mad shit. I swear to God, what is it with men and shit? Like, seriously. Oh my God, disgusting. I can't. Disgusting! That is vile. That is vile. Do you know what? I think I would actually have to find him, and I'd actually shit myself in a doggy bag and put it into something that when he opened the door, he put his hand in it. I would. That is exactly what I would have to do. Vile, vile creature. Right, lads, enough of that, because I feel physically sick. I'm not doing well already with being so tired from my nap. And hearing that just makes me feel... Do you know what? Actually... Let me say one thing, actually. Let's just pull it back. Because now that we're talking about lads, you would want to see the absolute state of Dylan and Maiden's room. I actually did a room tour on live one night while they were out. They left their balcony door wide open. So I crept over to the balcony and showed it. What is it with men and just not caring about like moldy food? Like, I mean, their balcony was smeared with sauces. Covered. They're going to kill me. They are going to kill me. If they come in, I'll confront them about this. I was slagging them all week. Well, Aiden was drunk for literally the whole week from like when before we even fucking landed until we landed at home. If you were following me on Snapchat or on Instagram, then you know that. But yeah, what is it with I think men just have a different like standard than women. I think because I was cleaning the room every single day, like our room, but any of the lads' rooms, good luck, right off. Anyway, sorry, that was a bit of a side track there, but. We have some dilemmas. I don't know how good my answers are going to be because my brain is fucking frazzled. But Lauren, do you want to go?
So your first dilemma says, "Hi, Niamh. I've been with my partner for over 5 years and we have a house together and a cat. And we are honestly such an amazing couple. Although this year it's been a big turnaround. My partner suffers with his mental health, which I completely understand. And I'm always there for him. But I feel like now it's getting to a stage where he isn't doing anything to help himself. He's constantly in a mood and just not doing anything. I'm really trying my hardest to get him out of this rut, but nothing is working and it's starting to have a knock-on effect to me. I'm stuck between staying in the relationship and just seeing how things get on or if I should leave the relationship for my own sake. I'm really lost at the minute and could use some advice. Thank you."
Leave. Leave. Leave, 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 girl. Like, you do not need that energy around you. Like, honest to God, I feel like if you have constant negative energy around you, then it makes you negative and that can affect you and it can affect your mental health. And you're only delaying the inevitable. Like, clearly, you know, you're having thoughts of being unhappy. Clearly he is as well, because he's fucking clearly miserable all the time. Just leave, honestly. Like, I wish that somebody had told me so many times in my life to just leave and not put up with people's negative energy and like know that it's a choice, like you can leave at any point. I know it's easier said than done, especially when you're in like a long-term relationship. But honestly, like he'd want to be paying you for putting up with all that moaning. No fucking way. And the only reason I say this is because I feel like with my relationship with Alex, not that we're fucking perfect. I never wanted to come across that way, or that I'm like, well, I'm perfect. But one thing about Alex is that he really does push me to be the best version of myself all the time. And I push him to be the best version of his self. Like, even recently, both of us have gone on to like really clean eating, like really productive. Like, we push each other all the time to do better. And I think that's really important in a relationship. I think it's important that, you know, you're motivating each other. You're making each other feel good. You're pushing each other for more and for better. And that one person isn't dragging another person along. So that's my opinion. I think you should leave. Maybe you want to have a conversation first, see if it gets better, whatever. But I don't know. I definitely 1,000,000% think that if somebody is making you miserable, if somebody is affecting your mental health, and somebody is expecting you to drag them along in life, they are just not worth your time. That's my opinion.
At the end of the day, you're his girlfriend, not his therapist.
Mm. And like, not his, like, I don't mean it in a bad way, because everybody has mental health problems, okay? Everyone does. Everyone to some degree. Yeah, I think we can all agree everyone has at one point in their life suffered with their mental health. But that's not an excuse to pull other people down or to, I don't know, I feel like you have to want to get better. Like, you do have to want to get better. Like, when I was mentally ill, I was mentally ill for years and years and years, happily mentally ill, didn't want to get better and whatever. And then one day something just clicked in me and I wanted to be better. I wanted to get better, and I am now. And I think it has to come from him. Like, no amount of you talking to him is actually going to help. That's just the truth. It has to come from him. It has to come from within. And it's all about environment. So maybe the environment of you two just isn't good for either of you. And I'm not saying that in like a mean way towards you or towards him. But I believe it's all in your environment. I believe your mental health is so highly impacted by your environment. And he clearly has issues that he needs to work through before he can love someone else. And that's my opinion. Is that really bad? I feel like, is that really bad to say leave him because he's has some sort of demons going on? But like, I just feel like I spent so long in my life putting up with other people's demons that them demons became my demons, and then they really impacted me and they still impact me to this day, and it caused lasting damage. So I think we have this thing where it's like, you kind of have to tiptoe. Like, if someone says, oh, I have like this, like I'm going through this or I'm going through this, and that's why I'm treating everybody like shit, we're supposed to tiptoe around it. Whereas like, I've just got to the point now where I'm like, no, it's not acceptable. And I expect people to hold me to the same standard as well. If I'm treating anyone like shit because I'm having a bad day, then fucking fuck me out of it as well.
So your next dilemma says, hi girls, hope you are well. I absolutely love tuning into the podcast every Wednesday. I never miss a week. It gets me over my midweek slump. So I have a bit of a dilemma, and it's a bit of a long one. I recently relocated to a different city in Canada with my boyfriend of 2 years, a listener in Canada.
Oh, pop off, queen.
The purpose of this relocation was for his new job, and I decided to move with him because I love him and to support him on reaching his goals. However, prior to moving, when the opportunity came up, we briefly discussed it one evening. The following evening, when I returned home from work, I planned to chat with him about the move, as it is a huge commitment, packing our lives and moving across the country. But on discussing it, he had already signed the contract and in his head was going with or without me. My opinion on the move didn't seem to matter. I've always known his job is his priority and I respect that. I took this on the chin and trusted him in this move, as I knew it would give better opportunities for us in the future. We are both conscious of time and are hoping to settle back in Europe within the next 2 years. Fast forward 6 months and we have relocated to this new city. I've been struggling to find work in my sector, so I've had to return to waitressing, which I've been doing the last few years while in Canada, which I hate. I do not want to do this job and I'm actively looking for one in my sector every single day, which he is aware of. However, the past few weeks I've been having a reoccurring thought that if he got offered a better opportunity this time next year in a different city where there was less opportunities for me to return to my career, or even in America, where I would not be able to join him, would he take it without discussing things with me, similar to what happened prior to our move here in the first place? I asked him outright and gave him a scenario if he was offered a job back in a city we just moved from or in America, if he would take it without taking me into consideration. His response was, if you were still waitressing, I would, then proceeded to say, if I had found a job in my sector, then things would be different. That made me feel super sad and shit, obviously. I did not expect him to be as shallow or measure my worth by my job title. This response has put a super bad taste in my mouth. I want to be with someone who will always consider me in their future plans and not measure my worth by my job title, a job I'm doing in order to survive in this city to support him. I've talked with friends and got different advice from them all, and I just find myself stuck and unsure with what to do right now, as I'm in a new city where I know nobody and don't have the means to move again. So any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, I fear you're not going to like... Have you noticed that I fear is my new thing? I fear you're not going to like my answer to this, but like, that's really shitty, and it's shitty that he doesn't consider you. Like, a relationship is supposed to be a team. Okay, it's not supposed to be one person giving up something, giving up their life to please another person. Like, that is not how a relationship works. And both of your careers should be equally important. Okay, he should not be prioritizing his career over yours, which clearly he has been. And he should not be making big life decisions without discussing them with you. And I think the fact that he is shows that you are not, and you're not even second in his priority list. And I know that's probably hard to hear, and I really hope that I don't sound mean in saying that, but you should be his priority. Your relationship should be his priority. Like, yeah, job is also a priority. Like, but it shouldn't be a priority over the person you love. Like, never. Like, your number one priority should be your relationship, and your second priority should be your job. And you should do everything to be able to, you know, work the two of them together, as in, like, he, I don't know, I feel like your priority is your relationship, and it sounds like it is, like, it sounds like you prioritize your relationship with him over your career, whereas he's not doing the same with you. And it's like in one extreme to the other, like, you're prioritizing it to the point where you're fucking yourself over big time just to keep your relationship. And he is just not prioritizing the relationship at all. He's completely prioritizing the career. Whereas there has to be a middle ground, like, where both things can be a priority at once. I think that's a better thing to say than prioritize your relationship over your job, because some people might disagree with that. But two of them should be equal priority. And he shouldn't be making any big life decisions without you. Like, that is fucking crazy. Like, I would go absolutely bonkers. Like, bonkers. Oh, I would actually, I would leave Alex if he took a job in Canada without discussing it with me, without talking to me about it. And it wouldn't even be a problem for me to move to Canada. Like, I'm not in a position where, like you are, where, like, you need to work in a certain sector. I can work from home and I would still go mad about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a really big red flag. And if I were you, I know it's like, what are you supposed to do? Like, do you leave him? You're on your own in this city. But you know what? Maybe if you left him, you'd be able to actually do a job that you love and work in your own sector and have financial independence. Because another thing that's really dangerous in situations like that is that one person usually becomes financially dependent on the other person. When one person is in this big, you know, job and the other person has given up their dreams to follow, you know, to follow him, you know, he's going to be making a lot more money, and then it becomes a kind of, you know, it becomes dangerous in that way then as well. I don't know. I think you should really think about, I don't know if I should say like break up, because I know you're in such a, you're in a different country, you're on your own, you've now moved to a new place. But is it even a possibility to get your old job back and go to where you were before and like get your life back together there? Because I just feel like you should never, like, no woman, like, we spent years as women, years and years and years, hundreds, thousands of years giving up our dreams for men. OK, and there's still a lot of women that do. And I just think that it is never OK for somebody to expect you to give up your dreams for them. And I know he hasn't like outwardly said that, but when he keeps moving you and keeps, you know, not taking into consideration that you need to find a job in your sector, then that is what he's doing. What do you think, Lauren?
Yeah, like, and another thing that was like a massive red flag was when she was talking about that she obviously can't go to America for some reason.
Yeah,
I presume that would be like visa related or something. Yeah, like that. So like the fact that like he was almost just like, oh, well, like, you wouldn't be able to find a job there. Like, that is the biggest
red flag.
Red flag, yeah, of it all, I think.
No.
Like, it's literally just like you're obviously thinking, you're constantly thinking of him being like, oh, I need to support him by waitressing, doing a job I hate, by staying in this country with him. And then he's the complete opposite. Like, oh, well, I'm going to stay in a job while my girlfriend is absolutely miserable in her job. And then, oh, well, if my job gets better and I can move to America and leave her behind, I'll do it. Like, that's so bad.
So bad. Especially, like, you've literally moved across the world. Like, you know, he is probably in your head, you feel like he's all you have, which is not true as well, might I add. And I only know that because I moved halfway across the world for a man. I felt like he was all I had. And really, I had everything. And he was the last thing I fucking needed. Okay? So that's probably why I feel the way I do. But I just feel like he is taking advantage of you and taking advantage of your kindness and really just pulling you along, stringing you along until he gets a better job and he leaves then. Like, that's the inevitable. Like, I'm sorry, I know that's so harsh. But even just the way that he's talking about it. Like, if I said to Alex, like, would you move to Australia for 3 years? Like, even if I couldn't go, he would say no. Like, he would straight up say no. Like, there is no doubt in my mind that he would not move and leave me on my own. So it's crazy to me that any man would even, like, how can a man even watch their girlfriend suffer in doing something that they don't like doing for their own fucking benefit? Like, that's not a man. Like, it isn't. And he is not in your relationship the same way that you are. That's brutal, honest opinion. Right, guys, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Sorry, I feel like it wasn't a very good episode and I wasn't very entertaining and I was just a bit splatty. But I'm tired from my nap, guys, okay? Sorry. I have Tenerife. When am I going to Tenerife? Fucking Saturday. Oh, I don't know why I did this. Why did I book them back to back from each other? Who fucking knows? But I have Tenerife on Saturday, so I'll write notes in Tenerife of things we do so that I don't forget. But as usual, if you want to get involved, you want to send your trauma dumps or dilemmas, you can send them to us on Instagram at @unscriptedgoaloud. Or you can send your dilemmas, not your trauma dumps, because the trauma dumps, we need voice notes. But you can send your dilemmas to us to our email at unscripted@goaloudnow.com. Guys, we also want to start having more guests on again. So if there's any guests that you want to see, anybody that you really want to see in the studio, please message us and let us know. As I said, this is our community, not mine. It's all of ours. So whoever you want to see, we will work on getting. Message us and let us know. And yeah, hope you all have a great week. Love you. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.